This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that he wants solutions to all problems by 2047 for a Viksit Bharat. He emphasized that there should be 100% delivery of government schemes, calling it the true form of social justice and secularism. In an interview with leading entrepreneur Nikhil Kamath, Mr. Modi stated this. He mentioned that as a human he may make mistakes, but he will never make mistakes with bad intentions. The Prime Minister highlighted that to be successful in politics, one must have dedication, commitment, be a good team player and make themselves available for the people.
पहली टर्म में तो लोग मुझे भी समझने की कोशिश करते थे और मैं भी दिल्ली को समझने की कोशिश कर रहा था पहले और दूसरे टर्म में मैं बीते हुए कल के संदर्भ में सोचता तीसरे टर्म में मेरी सोच का दायरा बदल चुका है मेरा हौसला ज्यादा बुलंद हो चुका मेरे सपनों का विस्तार हो चुका है मेरे अरमान बढ़ते चले जा रहे हैं कहने का तात्पर्य है कि मुझे 2047 विकसित भारत मतलब कि भाषण नहीं है जी टॉयलेट 100% हो जाना चाहिए बिजली 100% होनी चाहिए नल से जल 100% हो जाना चाहिए सामान्य मानवी को 100% डिलीवरी होनी चाहिए
President Draupadi Murmu is addressing the valedictory function of the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention at the Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. She conferred the Pravasi Bharatiya Samman on distinguished members of the Indian diaspora for their excellence in different fields before her address. Union Ministers Dr. S. Jayashankar, Joel Oram, Dharmendra Pradhan, Governor of Odisha Hari Babu Khambampati, Chief Minister of Odisha Mohan Charan Majhi, and several other dignitaries are present at the valedictory function. Earlier, the President visited different pavilions, including the Odisha Pavilion, which showcases the state's exquisite art and craft, including hand-woven saris, intricate filigree work and other traditional masterpieces. The pavilion aims to celebrate Odisha's cultural richness and promote its artisans and craftsmen to the global audience. Today is the last day of the Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention. The notification has been issued for the Delhi Assembly elections to be held on the 5th of next month. With the issuance of notification, the process of nomination has begun for election for 70 seats in the national capital. Nominations can be filed till the 17th of this month. Last date of withdrawal of nomination is 20th of January. The counting of votes will take place on the 8th of February. The election is likely to witness a triangular contest between the Aam Aadmi Party, BJP and the Congress. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath launched the Kumbhvani channel of Akashvani dedicated to Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh today. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister expressed confidence that the Kumbhvani will not only reach new heights of popularity, but also extend the spirit of Mahakumbh to remote villages where many people, despite the desire, cannot physically attend the event. He said Prasar Bharati has beautifully captured the essence of Mahakumbh through Kumbhvani. Yogi Adityanath said Mahakumbh is beyond caste, creed and discrimination and spreads the message of unity. Kumbh Mangal Dhun was also launched by the Chief Minister on the occasion. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, joined the program virtually and expressed gratitude to the Chief Minister for launching the radio channel. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal said, Prasar Bharati has made elaborate arrangements for live telecast of Mahakumbh through Doordarshan and live broadcast through Akashvani. In Chhattisgarh, 13 Maoists have surrendered in Bijapur district. These Maoists surrendered before the senior officers of police and the CRPF. In women's cricket, chasing a target of 239 runs set by Ireland, India were 97 for 1 in 17.1 overs in the first match of the 3-1 international series in Rajkot when reports last came in. Early electing to bat, the visitors scored 238 for 7 in the stipulated 50 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.